I'm Ethan Elkind, and you're listening to Climate Break, Climate Solutions in a Hurry. Today's proposal, using satellite photos and artificial intelligence to track where greenhouse gas emissions are coming from. We caught up with Gavin McCormick at the UN Climate Conference in Dubai. He's the co-founder of Climate Trace, a nonprofit building an open inventory of global greenhouse gas emissions. He talked about how this technology can hold polluters accountable.
We use a lot of machine learning to essentially look at satellite photos of power plants, ships, planes, factories, match that up with the historical record of how much they were polluting when. And you can train AI to be surprisingly accurate at a pretty good estimate of the emissions of nearly any facility on the planet.
Climate Trace is using this technology to track every large-scale emitter on the planet so that government leaders, companies, and the public can understand their carbon footprint. They're already finding surprising results.
If you were to add up the corporate emissions reporting of every company worldwide that voluntarily reports emissions, and you were to compare them year over year, looks like emissions are going down. But what we see from space when we look at actual facilities is emissions aren't going down. The assets that emit are being offloaded from those companies that disclose their emissions to other companies that don't disclose their emissions.
As Climate Trace makes that data available, policymakers and the public can use it to press for change.
There haven't previously been inventories of the emissions of companies that don't disclose their emissions. Now that we can see from space and track them, my hope is that there'll be more pressure on those companies to clean up their act.
To view the data and learn more about how Climate Trace is tracking greenhouse gas emissions, visit climatebreak.org.